Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I've got a good program planned for you today. Let's begin by talking about some items that are in the news. And the first item on that I see in the newspaper is an item about OxyContin. It says that OxyContin, you know, that powerful pain medication, it said it's the prescriptions are way up in New York City. I'm looking at the New York Times. And I wonder why, ladies and gentlemen, why that is the case. It's an interesting thing, you know, when Christ was upon the earth in the flesh, you saw that the result of sin was, you clearly saw demon possession was very clearly seen. Leprosy, there was a lot of leprosy. And things like that. And now you don't see that as before, but now you see other things. You see mental disabilities, people who go on, for example, permanent disability because of mental health issues. You see mental issues on the rise. You see family breakups on the rise. You see post-traumatic stress on the rise. You see pain on the rise. People are experiencing more and more pain. Now, the point that I want to make, ladies and gentlemen, is that thing as, you know, sin has its results. There are results for sin, for not living properly, for doubting God, for not living according to basic moral principles, for denying God, for resenting other people and hating other people, for being phony, for taking advantage and being dishonest with people. And, you know, sin takes a thousand different forms, and denial takes a thousand different forms. People drink to deny and eat to deny and party to deny and work to deny. They even go to church to deny. People do a lot of things to deny. But the result will have its effects upon the flesh. And times change. And the kind of things that you saw when Christ was upon the earth, you may not see them in the same form, but you see other things. You see other things. And so, and of course, the bottom line of sin is what? The wages of sin is death. Death is the bottom line. But you're better off living a decent life because you don't want to die before your time. You want to have as time as possible to have a chance to repent, to have a change of heart, and time to live life properly or to do what you were meant to do or to be upgraded. To be upgraded instead of downgraded. See, sin downgrades people. There's a kind of a devolution that occurs in people. They devolve. They get worse. They become more degenerate. And their flesh becomes degenerate. And it becomes susceptible to conditions at different levels. Well, now we've descended to the point where people are susceptible more and more to pain. So I want to make that point. That point, ladies and gentlemen, that if you can live a proper life, and especially don't hate people, don't resent people and judge them, and live within a moral framework. I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm just saying to the extent that you can live morally, you're better off in so many ways. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org.
Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome back to America 2012. My name is Roland Trujillo. I'm a pastor. Incidentally, if you want to send me a question, you can email me. You can email me, go to my website and find the email, email a question. I'll answer it on the air. If I think it's a good question, I'll answer it on the air if you want me to. We continue with the news. Movie came out recently. The movie is The Devil Inside. It's a new exorcism movie. Has an intriguing plot. I haven't seen it, but what I've read online says that apparently it's about a lady who was diagnosed as being mentally ill. She was institutionalized, and then her daughter, I believe, hired a couple of priests to go and check out the situation and see what's going on, and it turns out that she's demon-possessed, not insane. And I thought that's very interesting, because that in fact, is the case, ladies and gentlemen. People are demon-possessed. Today, it doesn't take the form today of people so much ranting and raving and screaming and rolling their eyes and, you know, that kind of stuff, like in The Exorcist, the movie The Exorcist, and that sort of thing. But it's a more subtle thing. It's more insidious. People just become totally possessed of wrong ideas. Where do you think wrong ideas come from? Have you ever wondered, why would there be wrong ideas? Why not just truth? You know, if you look at nature, or you look at mathematics, for example, mathematics is all truth. It's all truth and no error. Nature, you have laws, the laws of nature. You don't have errors, you have laws. See? So why among humans, why would there be wrong ideas? Why would there be wrong ideas? You know, wrong ideas like promiscuous sex, and there is no God, and all is relative, and there's no truth, and you know, the earth is millions or billions of years old, and you know, it all started with a big bang and evolution. We're evolved somehow from apes. All these goofy ideas. Where do you suppose they come from? Well, the point is, goofy ideas are very much believed by people. And then you have all these alternative forms of, you know, alternatives to the straight and narrow, alternatives to Christianity. You know, even among Christians, there are thousands and thousands of different cults, and some say this and some say that, and you know, many have the wrong idea about Jesus and who he was, and it's just unbelievable. Well, there's some sort of error afoot, and I think evil is behind it, if you want my honest opinion. Anyway, it does sound like an interesting movie to me. Let's continue with the news. Here's another topic, headline in USA Today. It says, despite pledges, Haiti in shambles. 2 years after quake, funds for rebuilding are lacking. The country of Haiti, ladies and gentlemen, is still in shambles. That's, you know, it's an amazing thing nowadays. You have news of some event happening, and it's on the front pages, and you know, in all the headlines, and on the radio, and on television for a week or two, and then it's gone. And then we think, well, everything's okay. Well, no, not everything is. Everything is not okay. Everything is not okay. It's still a mess. Still a mess over there. Court: some religious workers can't sue for bias. Well, that's good. The court said that, you know, that the church has the right to make an interior decision about who it hires and who it fires, and the court got something right. I'm real glad to see that. Democracy works. Our Constitution works. That's the right answer. Just 1% of patients drive American healthcare spending. Well, that means that some people are in really bad shape. Really bad shape, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sorry to hear that. What else do we have here? After combat, fear and danger fill driver's seat. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is so unhappy, so sad and tragic that we send off our best and our brightest, our fine, some of our finest young men and young women go off to, you know, these god-awful places like Afghanistan. What are we still doing there? Why years and years and years later? Why were we even there in the first place? Why? See? And why are we still there all these years later? It doesn't make any sense to me, ladies and gentlemen. It does not. But anyway, we send off our best and brightest over there, and then they have these roadside bombs and so forth, and these people suffer. And these people, you know, our soldiers are required to go into these villages and walk on dark alleys and then have snipers attacking them and bombs suddenly exploding under their vehicles and these awful, horrible things. And then they come home with post-traumatic stress disorder. And then they have nightmares and flashbacks. And, you know, it's really, really a unfortunate thing. Now, I do have to say that meditation is what they need. Meditation, proper meditation. Like the one that we offer at the Center for Common Sense Counseling. It's very helpful. Why? Because, well, number one, there's so many reasons why. The main reason why it's helpful is because it teaches a person to become still, to get out of their imagination, and to get close to their conscience, close to the inner light from God. Yes, let me use a little bit of religious terminology here because it's just simply true. See? It's true that there is a light from God. And all you see, what we do is we struggle with our own issues. We struggle with them. And our ego struggles with them, and we get other people to assist us with their technology and their drugs and their theories and so on and so forth. But all we need to do is to let the light of God shine upon our issues, our mental issues and emotional issues, and let the light of God take care of it. See? That's what you need to do. But a lot of people, they don't know how. They don't know how because they haven't been taught a very simple thing, and that's how to become still and how to stand back and observe thought without being lost in it. See, we're always taught to get lost in our imagination, but we should do the opposite. Not lost in the imagination. Observe thought, observe memories, observe emotions, observe flashbacks, observe all of it, and let the light of God shine upon it. And desist from your struggle and cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. I shall be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember, Lynn's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the program, Talk to a Pastor, with your host, Roland Trujillo. We've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about a lot of issues. And I ended our previous discussion with mention of the meditation. If you'd like it, you may go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. And there you can find it and listen to it. And it could be exactly what you need. Ladies and gentlemen, it could be exactly what you need. Let's continue with our discussion of the news. Well, here's a little article in USA Today. It says, fiction is what we're reading. Blame web for nonfiction drop. Well, it turns out that people are reading fiction more than nonfiction. They're reading, fiction more than nonfiction. Well, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that, although I have to say that I do like autobiographies. Oh yes, let me mention my new book. My new book, that's in the news. My new book is called Mike's Story, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. Written by Michael Carlos Simon and co-authored by yours truly, Roland Trujillo. My good friend Michael tells his story of how he overcame depression, OCD, bipolar, anxiety disorder, and other things, including obesity, a nicotine habit. He overcame all of those without drugs. Amazing. Well, not so amazing, actually. That's, humans are very resilient. There's a nice doctor lady, a psychiatrist at Boston University. I can't think of her name now, but she has had a lot of success with people who are diagnosed with having schizophrenia and so forth. She's had very good success with them. I think she has a lot of love and understanding. Nice lady. But she says people are very resilient. Michael, the author of this book, was resilient. Let me tell you what he said. Let me read you the back of the book, Mike's Story. How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. What I was going to tell you is that he loved to read autobiographies. They inspired him when he was a young guy, when he was in his 20s, for example, 20s and 30s. There were times when he felt low. There were times when he was depressed. There were times when he thought that he was never going to get anywhere, that he would never meet the right person, that he wouldn't get married. He thought a lot of negative things. You know how we do? Well, he did. He got over it. Then he went on to have a very successful life. Anyway, here's what it says on the back cover of the book, which is now, incidentally, is available in ebook, and it's going to be on Amazon shortly. Listen to what it says. It says, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. Mike's story is a powerful personal testimony of someone who overcame mental health and other issues and went on to enjoy a successful, productive life. Mike tells you about his childhood, the traumas, the obsessions, the compulsions, his shyness and bipolar. Mike tells you about his 20s, the depression, the doubts and fears. You will hear him talk about how Zorro and Columbo helped him get through. You'll find out about what the Zen master had to say. You'll find out about how autobiographies helped inspire Michael. I shall be right back after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Mike's story, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs, written by Michael Carlos Simon. I heartily encourage you to get it. It began as letters written to me by him, by Michael, and then he agreed to have them all put together in a book with me as co-author, and I added a couple of extra chapters of my own, some very special chapters, a chapter on ontological insecurity, and about repentance, God's way of recovery, or God's plan for recovery. And there's even a poem written by Michael in here, a beautiful poem. You'll love the book. It says, Mike loves to philosophize about life, love, and he likes Frank Sinatra, too. Yes, Mike loves Frank Sinatra. You know, especially the Frank Sinatra song. Have you heard the song? That's life, that's what all the people say. Riding high in April, shot down in May. Have you heard that one? It says, for each stage of his life, he reveals how he moved on and left issues behind. Mike saves the best for last, how he found his spiritual roots with the help of the meditation, a change of heart, a hug, and a kick dance from God. Excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get the book, go to my website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. And I think you can actually preview it there. You can preview a chapter, a little bit of it, and you can order it. You can order it for a donation of any amount. You get it in ebook. Yes, indeed. Very, very good. Very excellent book. Yeah, so people are reading fiction nowadays. Micro budgets yield macro results. The Devil Inside was by all accounts cheap and by most accurate accounts bad. No matter, by Sunday, the new low-budget horror film had earned $34 million. People have an interest in the topic of exorcism and possession. They have an interest in it. I think probably because they sense that there's some truth to it. You know, how many of us have had... You know, I've had the experience of waking up and seeing a dark, looming shadow in the corner of the room. Yeah, it's pretty scary. A lot of people have had that. So, yes, there is something, ladies and gentlemen, there is something there that you can't taste, touch, feel, or smell. It exists, and it's called evil. And never mind what the naysayers say. What do they know? Oh, no. So, looks like it might be a fun movie to go and watch if you like scary movies. Okay, what else do we have here? Iran adversary said to step up covert actions. You know something, ladies and gentlemen? I honestly don't know what to say about all this saber rattling and
talk of war with Iran, I have no idea what to say about it. I really don't. I'm going to sit back and watch and listen and observe, because I don't know what it means. I really don't. My name is Roland. I shall be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. I hope you enjoyed today's program. We had a little discussion of items in the news, and I had some fun. I hope you did too. And I told you about the meditation and about the new book, Mike's Story, How I Overcame Depression, Bipolar, OCD, Anxiety, and Other Issues Without Drugs. It's a success story. It's a powerful personal testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Send me an email, write to me, and enjoy the materials that I have for you there. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.